We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
It is 7 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
And Doug's not here.
Doug is in New York City today. He'll be joining us shortly. Did we decide, Roberta, that he is at Black Rock at CBS or at the Broadcast Center?
No, he's at Broadcast Center.
Okay, so he's at Broadcast Center at CBS. Roberta Fasanelli, also in New York, not with Doug, however. Kessler in
other
San
side
Diego.
Of town.
Mm-hmm. I'm in Los Angeles, and Rich McFadden joining us from our studios and headquarters in Washington, D.C. And over at the website today, guys, DougSteffen.com, check it out. We like to take polls from time to time. And this one deals with the weather. This winter has been rough for a lot of people, Ken and I excluded, because we have been on the West Coast hiding out in the 70-degree weather.
We had a cloud the other day.
We did have a cloud.
A little rain.
The question at the website, though, is how much snow have you gotten this winter so far? Is it over 5 feet, between 3 and 5 feet, between 1 and 3 feet, less than 1 foot? We haven't gotten any snow yet. Roberta, where do you stand on that?
I think we're close to 5 feet here in New York.
That's a lot for the city, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's the third or fourth most snowiest winter in the past, I don't know, a couple of decades.
It's all that global warming. And then, Rich, what about you guys in Washington, D.C.?
We are right around 3 feet.
You're getting some more, right? You got another snowstorm.
Nah, this should do it. I mean, there may be another one, but the one that's coming this weekend will just dust us. But we've had 2 or 3 small ones, you know, a couple inches, an inch. And then we've had 3 good ones, you know, where you're getting 6 inches to 10 inches.
Hmm. All right. Well, yesterday's poll dealt with the Academy Awards show. We asked you what your favorite part of the Academy Awards were. And the top vote getter was Ellen DeGeneres. She got 20% of the vote. Then the Wizard of Oz tribute with 12. This isn't in order. Ken, Matthew McConaughey's acceptance speech was 25%. That was the top vote getter. Then Ellen DeGeneres with 20% of the vote. Bette Midler's performance got 16%. 15% of you said you didn't watch. And then 12% of you liked the Wizard of Oz tribute. Well, another 12% just said other. I think they were voting for the pizza guy. What do you guys think?
Pizza guy, definitely. Got my vote. I love the picture of Brad Pitt actually eating the pizza. I thought that was
pretty cool. There was a thing on social media. I don't know if you guys caught this.
The meme?
There was a picture of Angelina Jolie holding a plate, because Ellen went through and passed out plates, and she's holding up a plate, and it looks like Angelina is just begging for a piece of pizza, and she didn't get one. And then Brad Pitt sitting next to her. The next picture is Brad Pitt just chowing down on this piece of pizza, and Angelina just sitting there like, what the heck? I didn't get my pizza.
Yeah, she needs a piece of pizza more
and
than
she
does.
She does. I know. Yeah. She looks like she needs a sandwich, a couple slices of pizza.
The fact that they took it and actually ate the pizzas, I was just amazed. You know, and you could see them eating it so gingerly as not to get it on their clothes.
Well, yeah, those dresses are expensive,
right?
Especially if you're wearing white. You don't want to have pizza grease all over it. But you're going to come in here and interrupt us after we've been going for 5 minutes?
Who's that?
You're going to ring your bell.
Where you've been and what you're doing and...
We just talked about pizza.
Told everybody where everybody was, and we did the poll. We talked about the Academy Awards, and now it's whatever.
Jennifer Horan.
Now I'm going home.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Going back to sleep.
I'm in the CBS complex in New York, and this is a
bathrooms are way down the hall.
Oh, it's massive.
It is.
Oh, gosh.
You can't find. And every time I'm here, because I'm usually here a couple times a year. And I never can find my way. I can go.
It's like a maze in there.
I worked there for a while,
and sometimes I would like make a wrong turn, and I wind up on this enormous like deserted sound stage, going, okay, where the heck am I?
Yeah, no,
you
that's
need to draw Twizzlers. That's how you can figure out where you are.
I have
that's
plenty of them in here
today. Mm-hmm.
Who is it that's here at CBS that uses Twizzlers? Charlie Rose uses them. Does he have Twizzlers?
That's a rumor. I don't know if that's true.
All right, let's talk about e-cigarettes, which have been promoted as a safer alternative to cancer-causing tobacco products that can wean you, if you're a heavy smoker, off of the tobacco. Yesterday, in Los Angeles, officials joined a growing list of people around the country that are treating these e-cigarettes the same as regular cigarettes. And so now the City Council of Los Angeles has said no to these e-cigarettes in parks, in restaurants, and in workplaces. I'm going to bet New York, if it hasn't done this yet, will do the same thing, because you can't smoke anywhere.
Well, same thing on planes. You can't have the e-cigarettes on planes.
Well,
it's so surprising because, look, I'm not a smoker and I'm not a fan of having to be around smokers. But there are a few people in my office that have these e-cigarettes and that smoke them.
You don't let them smoke on the premises, do you?
Oh, yeah, they smoke at their desk. I don't even think I don't even think our boss knows what's going on. You were there. Matt, our engineer, smokes inside. Look, he showed you.
Oh, that's right. He did.
And it doesn't smell.
And your father doesn't.
I don't even think my dad gets it, actually. So really? I work for my dad, if you don't know. And, right. And I don't think he actually gets it. Like, I think he sees them, but I don't think he really knows what they're all about.
Well, why don't you tell him?
I will, probably, at some point, but I hate to be a rat.
Well, I wouldn't be a rat. It's about health.
But I don't know. But here's the deal. These e-cigarettes are not supposed to let off any smoke that impacts other people's health.
But they all do. And the studies all show that they do.
It's vapors.
Well, but in the vapor, there's as much nicotine in the e-cigarette as there is in regular cigarettes.
Sometimes more, actually.
Yeah, so how is it good for you?
Because you can up the level.
It's a scam.
We had the one of the other shows here at the network had former Surgeon
General.
Other
shows at the network?
The other shows, you believe it? None of them near as grand as this.
No.
But they had a former Surgeon General on, and this guy said, basically, these are just a direct nicotine a tool to deliver nicotine directly
like
to your body.
Like sticking it in your vein, like sticking heroin into your arm.
It's another version of the patch.
Yeah. All right. So then what has he said that. What's your we have everybody here is involved in broadcasting and other pursuits. Well, Roberta's not so much anymore as she used to be. But Richie, at that headquarters of Radio America.
I would not allow it.
Allow
no.
none of that, right?
No.
Right? And Jennifer
that
doesn't allow it.
My,
or she does, but
yeah,
she
under my field, no, I wouldn't allow that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so what are you going to do now that we've told you, we've chastised you, Jennifer? What are you going to do about it?
Well, she's now in California. I mean,
now that it's banned, I actually will probably say something.
Yeah.
Because I don't want us to get in trouble. We have the fire guy come down all the time and look around. You know, whatever.
What does the fire guy say when he comes down?
Nothing. He actually comes to talk to me. He comes to the back and just chats with me and then leaves. But, you know, he comes for a yearly inspection.
Right.
He comes in between because he just likes to chat.
How to win friends and influence people. United Airlines says it is really, not just make-believe, but really going to crack down on bags. So how many of you have been through the airport and seen these people with the outrageous bags trying to get on with them? That's one thing. But if your carry-on
bags
is an inch over one way or another and they say no to you, then you want to throttle them, and legitimately you ought to be able to throttle them. Because that's just not
well, and not
a
only
difference.
Are they cracking down, they're sending you back to the check-in desk to check your bags.
Got to check the bags.
Instead of just saying, we'll check that for you.
Yeah.
They're
and
saying,
go back
to the gate.
Here's when that's okay.
This is the most unfriendly business or industry that there is.
Here is when that's okay. And we've all been on a plane. And, Doug, maybe you don't sit in coach as much as the rest of us. But when you're sitting in coach.
That's a little slam.
And well, no, it's not a slam. But maybe you don't see this as much in your part of the world.
Yeah.
In our part of the world, in everybody's part of the world, there's always that really tiny girl who has a bag about the size, like twice her size. And she's always trying to lift it up and slam it into the overhead compartment, and she can't quite get it up there.
Can't quite get into
somebody else. She can't quite slam it in, and there's not enough room.
Yep.
And then the whole line up on the plane, you get stuck behind her. You're stuck there forever because she's trying to jam the thing in, and then you end up having to hoist it up for her, and you can't get it in either. We've all been there. That's annoying. That's really bad flight etiquette.
Well, what?
Anybody
small?
Else? Not being small, but having a bag that you can't handle and that's too big to fit in the overhead, and you're determined that you're going to slam it in there somehow. It's not just small people.
I don't
but
mind
people
that as much as somebody who has a bag that is just grossly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That they can't. That they're.
I don't mind helping somebody with a bag that they can't lift.
You can help somebody with a bag. But it's always somebody who can't handle the bag themselves because it's too big.
Right.
There's a key. If you can't lift it up over your head.
Can I help you with that bag?
Too big.
Coming up in a minute, the story, a great story, actually, of a Marine named Elegance Bratton. We'll hear his story in a moment in 16 half the hour on Good Day. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You want it to go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
One immigration reform plan would create a new guest worker program, but it was based on a political deal between big business and big labor. It sets up a process that is too complicated and expensive for small businesses. Yet, most illegal labor works for small businesses, not big corporations. These businesses would now have to be certified to hire foreign workers, apply for the specific positions to be acceptable for visas, supply massive data to state and federal governments, and prove that they tried to hire locally. Most small businesses simply cannot afford such an arduous process, so the illegal labor problem would not be solved. A look through the lens of liberty would reveal a simple solution: exempt small businesses from these oppressive paperwork requirements.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a story of a Marine veteran named Elegance Bratton. Grew up in New Jersey, left home at the age of 16. Said if you were to describe my relationship with my family in one word, the word would be silence. He was silenced because of his sexuality. He started having problems at school, didn't show up for class. People were teasing him because of his sexuality. His mother didn't quite know how to handle all of this. So when he left, he wanted to strike out and try to create something of his own. He didn't for a while. Anyway, he was homeless for a while. And then he signed up for the Marines. And he's made quite a career for himself, which I will talk more about in the next half hour. 6 years after being on the streets, he went back. He went into the service, and it's quite a record. It's a good story. 21 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
It It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Song, yeah. Story I'm telling. Crank it up, Richie.
It is.
It is. It's good. Good. Part of the story.
To rock anthems of the 80s.
Yeah. So, the reason I think this has meaning, has meaning in the story. Let me just go back for a second. I started to tell you a story about a fellow who was basically thrown out of his home when he was a teenager. His name is Elegance Bratton. He lived in New Jersey. His mother threw him out. He was gay and knew he was.
Did they not to be when they named him Elegance?
Well, that's amazing how names fit.
That's a tough one to show up at the schoolyard with.
Him.
Yeah, right. All right, so when he got thrown out, he ended up homeless on the streets for 6 years, lived in shelters. He finally called his mother. He called her and said, may I come home? She said, are you still gay? Oh. And he said, well, yes, I am. And she said, I don't want you to come home. Go join the military. It'll straighten you out.
Oh.
He said to her, you got to be kidding. I can't do that. So he was homeless for another 10 years. He did not feel welcome at home. His mother didn't make him feel welcome. So he found his home, his family, on the street. One morning he woke up, and across the street was a Marine. He went over to talk to the Marine, asked the Marine what opportunities there might be for somebody who was like him. And the Marine said, sign up, and you'll see. So he did. And his life, he says, remarkably changed, and for the better. He learned what it was to have on. It sort of sounds like a page from that movie that Tom Cruise is in and Demi Moore, A Few Good Men.
You know, handle the truth.
Well, that's a line in there. But they also talk a lot. I think that the character that Kevin Bacon plays talks a lot about honor and what their duty was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Isn't that a lot of that's a big part of that movie? So this kid learns that, and he also finds that even though on the outside people in the service say they don't want anybody who's gay, he felt quite at home and learned a lot while he was in the service. He became a captain. I don't know, there's a whole long story about befriending somebody that was at Columbia, and he got he went to school to learn how to make films, and he made a film about his life, and has become quite the asset. There are a lot of stories, frankly, about people like this, but I was attracted to it because of how his mother, my feeling was, and the message here for me anyway, was when a parent disowns you like this, and you can make something out of your life, when you're that age, I was thinking about this kid that's suing her parents because they won't pay for her education.
But she was right in the end, wasn't she?
She straightened him out. But the fact that he—well, I don't know if it would be right or not.
She said it'll straighten you out.
He did get straightened out.
Whether
he's still gay,
the way that
but he's yeah, not the way she wanted. He wanted to straighten him out to get him out of being gay.
But his life is better because
much better.
He said he should do
right. Much better. His wife, his mother, told him to go on the service to straighten him out. It did straighten him out or made a man out of him in a way. But he's still gay. 28 past the hour.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day: someone who can't see. I'm totally blind, so I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's 33 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler monitoring our social media. That is facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, I haven't come to you for a while to get the update on any number of things, probably three or four different things that you'll want to read comments from listeners about. So help yourself to our main stage.
Well, first of all, that John Travolta name modifier has been going around, so we put it on the Facebook page. So if you would like to Travoltify your name after what he did,
how does that work?
You have the best name, Ken. Tell Dougie about it.
What you do is you go to their website and just simply put your name in and click the button, and it rearranges your name as if John Travolta were introducing you.
People really need to death. People have got too much time.
So, Doug, you would be Dowd Seamzone.
Which is what I think I call you sometimes.
Really? Yeah.
I'm going to do mine now.
Good to know that.
Mine's pretty boring. Hold on. What is it again?
Mine is Rice McKeezled.
That's good really good.
Yeah.
Jennifer, what's Jennifer's?
Well, is Jessica something or other, wasn't it?
Jessica Hurnt.
Yes, it is boring. But yes. Ken's got the best one. What was
mine
yours?
Mine is Kane Keezy.
Kane Keezy?
Kane, what about Roberta?
I was Rebecca Knight.
Good for you. Good evening in Knight.
That's funny.
That's silly stuff.
How they get that from Fasinelli is beyond me, but then again, it is Travolta.
Well, let's get to...
What is Travolta's name? If he was introducing himself, did anybody plug that in?
No, let me do it. Hold on a minute.
Hurry up, but you're going to move on. John, this is how many people have been occupying themselves with this since Sunday night.
But he's dyslexic, isn't he, John Travolta?
His name would be Jan Tazomas.
Jan Tazomas.
Jan Tazomas.
Perfect. All right, there's an Italian publisher of celebrity gossip magazines says he's going to set up a magazine for fans of the Pope. So,
oh, yeah.
What's the story with this, Roberta? And well, can you pronounce these? As our resident Italian, how do you pronounce all this stuff?
Well, the first edition is actually going out on the newsstands in Italy today.
Really?
It's just about a year now that the Pope's been in office, and he is just being quite a celebrity over there. And so there's a new magazine out called Il Mio Papa, which means My Pope. And from what it describes, it's 68 pages. And it's a glossy medley of papal pronouncements and photographs, along with peeks into his personal life.
You say each papal rather than papal? Is that how it's correctly pronounced?
Papal announcements and photographs, along with peeks into his personal life. And each weekly issue will also include a pull-out centerfold of the Pope.
Good luck.
Accompanied
That's
by
That's weird.
Quote. So it's a weekly magazine, kind of like Us Weekly or Entertainment
so
Weekly.
So you think they would feature this in what's it called when you go to the back of the Catholic Church? There's a little thing for you to use the water and douse yourself.
The holy water font?
What are you laughing at, Jennifer? I don't know.
When you go to the back of the church,
what is it called?
Like, wash your hands and face back there.
Well, what is it called?
It's called the holy water font.
The font.
It's called the font.
Really?
Not to be confused with the font. That's different.
Right. But I'm just amused that the Pope has such enormous popularity in Italy that they're actually coming out with a fanzine with a centerfold pullout of the Pope every week.
Il mio papa.
Il mio papa.
He's got a wonderful face, though. He really does.
He does. He
friendly,
does. And people
inviting,
just really
like
have taken
face.
To him.
Like the rock star Pope.
It's nice that there is. It's time. No matter what Catholic Church, it's time for somebody like that.
He's pretty cool.
Cool. All right. Coming up in a moment, the BMW Automotive Group is going to expand what they call car sharing. If you don't know what car sharing is, we will explain that in just a matter of moments to see if you want to get in on the program, as it were. Right now, though, I want you to consider, if you are losing your hair, a way to fix that problem. Provia is the name of the commercial product. Comes from Chamonix. It's actually the first natural hair thinning treatment that's ever been produced in our country. They worked on it for a long time. They made sure, they did lots of experiments to prove that it would work on your head. So now you get to enjoy the fruits of their labor by calling 800-525-8319. You can order Provia. I mentioned Doug Steffen. Actually get the brand new super concentrated Provia that'll cleanse the pores in your scalp, allow the hair to grow back in that's underneath your scalp. The follicles are there, but can't get through all of those pores that are plugged up like cement from you using those cheap shampoos over the years. So say goodbye to thinning hair and hello to the new you. Treated hair fine, colored hair fine, men fine, women fine. 800-525-8319. Call now and upgrade to priority shipping for free. Well, there I am. I'm doing what Roberta for free. I chastise her for it, and then I say it. So it's free. Free, 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 free. 800-525-8319. Provia allows your natural hair to get thicker and better. That's what you want. 800-525-8319. That's how to get what you want.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetoblock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetoblock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetoblock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
The 2014 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then, Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now, sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at CVS.
I don't like sit-down dinners. I don't go to sit-down strikes. I like standing room only. And I don't ride bikes.
This pretty bad song is by a guy with pretty bad hemorrhoids. He needs Preparation H relief with the power of two. First, use fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes. Then, longer-lasting Preparation H maximum strength cream.
Let's sit together on the porch swing.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed. Look for Preparation H at Rite Aid.
I'm Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Kmart and our associates across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
42 after the hour. How many of you really like driving the car that you drive? Rich, you love driving. Would you say you love driving the car that you drive?
It depends on what car I'm driving.
If
I'm driving to work, yeah, no big deal.
Mercury.
If I'm driving, you know, my fun car, sure. Yeah, I do.
Well, you got also that 68 Camaro convertible. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Which is for sale if anybody wants to buy it. Right.
Call Richie or just rich@dougstefan.com. You can call him at 888-302-3684. All right. Next, Jennifer. She's driving a fancy BMW.
No, it's a Lexus.
It's a Lexus. Sorry, right. She used to have a BMW.
Just a Lexus.
Okay. So, do you love it?
I love it.
You love it. Uh-huh. Better than any car you ever had?
It's close, yeah.
Really? All right, Kenny, you're driving still around that old clunker?
The old clunker is a Sebring convertible, yeah.
Ooh, oh, I didn't know. No, the last time I knew you had a, I thought you had an old Toyota or a Honda or something. Didn't you used to have one of those? Never?
Sebring convertibles are my favorite convertibles.
I love Chrysler cars. Whenever I rent a car, I always get a Chrysler 200 or 300.
They're hot.
Or a Dodge Charger. One of those three, mm-hmm. I will rent, because I think the Chrysler products are far superior to what they used to be, and they're fun to drive. So, how old is this Sebring?
Oh, it's 15, 16 years old.
Oh.
But I love it.
You put the top down a lot, a little? How much do you drive around with a top down?
A lot.
All right.
Well, you're in San Diego.
Yeah. You know. Now, Roberta, you like to drive those small SUVs.
Yeah, I have a Chevy Equinox that I absolutely adore.
Better than anything you've ever driven?
Yeah, just about. Mm. Yeah. I love this car. But my only complaint about the car is that it's an automatic transmission.
You like that?
I love standards, and it's very hard to find a car with a standard anymore.
It is. Hard for me to find a truck anymore.
I'm selling my Camaro, and I'm buying an old Bronco, late 60s, early 70s Bronco, and I want a stick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With a Bronco, you'll get a shift on the column.
No, I don't want one of those. If I get
to look hard,
yeah, that's what they have now. My car has that. It has that shift on the column. It's like really, really. Where's the clutch? I mean, really.
All right. So here's the reason I'm asking the question. Bavarian Motor Works the parent for BMW, is expanding what they've called their car sharing program to America. They've done very well with it in Europe, 25 new cities in America. They want to add what they call the Drive Now short-term rental program in a number of cities around our country. The fellow who runs the program actually is a member of the board of BMW. He says,
kind of
quote,
like
it offers...
Zipcar?
Say again?
Kind of like Zipcar?
Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking, except it's all BMWs. It's called Drive Now. They use all kinds of BMW versions of their vehicles. The most popular is the Mini. The Mini Cooper is a BMW. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are some 240,000 users in Europe. And they are, Berlin, Hamburg, Cologne, Munich, Dusseldorf, and now they've introduced it in San Francisco. What they want is to hook young people into using their cars. The program's called Drive Now. You can run it, you rent the vehicle by the minute if you want to. Use the car for point-to-point destinations, pretty much the same as Zipcar. Mercedes is thinking about doing it. They have a program called Car to Go, which offers smaller Mercedes in cities around Europe. This has not been done in America, but Zipcar has expanded a lot in America. But I think you can only get it in the really big cities. I think you can get a Zip in Boston, you can in New York, and I know you can in Los Angeles, but I don't know how much further. I'm sure it would be in San Francisco, whether it is in Chicago or not. But the idea, it's a smart one. If you want to find out whether you would like to drive one of these cars, they're giving you the opportunity to go to a dealer and rent one for an hour, for a day, for a week, and it's at a very discounted rate. So I think that's, if I were running a car company, I'd want people, like anything else, I want people to sample what I do and to know how good my product is. The problem with it, Jennifer, is that when you buy a BMW these days or lease them, they're very expensive. That's why you went to the Lexus.
Exactly they were why I went.
Really expensive. They've become extraordinarily expensive. And so is this good marketing and will people pay more money because they are sure that they know what they're getting and they really enjoy what they're getting? Would you, I think it would be fun to drive. Actually, now I'm seeing this program because I rent a lot of cars in the wintertime. I'm going to see if I can find one. Drive around L.A. for a while. I don't know if they're offering it yet, but if they are, I would like to drive a BMW. BMW makes a superb, I think the 7 Series BMW is a fine car, frankly. The Cooper is a fine car.
It's a cheap car, though.
What, the Mini Cooper?
Yeah, you shouldn't drive one of those.
Okay.
It's a girl car.
I should drive a 7 Series BMW?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, after I get everything straightened out, that's what I'll do.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll go find a 20-year-old one and drive it around.
I like those better.
Well, in a manner of speaking, they are. I like some of the older, solid cars. I got an old 1985 Mercedes 300D that I picked up. The lady gave it to me.
Yeah.
It didn't have brakes, so I'm fixing the brakes, and now I got a nice car.
I had one of those. They're great cars.
Right, they are. All right, food for thought. That's what we're responsible for here on Good Day. 49 past the hour.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office, from latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
I'm sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
It's time to spring clean your diet. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Eating healthy can be simple and affordable. Kickstart better habits with high-quality food at low prices with the new Aldi-exclusive Simply Nature line. It features food made with only all-natural or organic ingredients. Here's a tip from Aldi Advisory Council member, registered dietitian Elizabeth Ward.
This spring, clean up your diet by stocking up on simple and fresh ingredients that can be added to everyday meals. For example, I always have a bag of Simply Nature organic baby spinach on hand. This flavorful and versatile power food can liven up almost anything. Blend in soups and smoothies, stir in almonds and pastas, or chop up and whisk into salad dressings. Sprucing up your diet can also be affordable. At Aldi, I can find endless nutritious foods and produce at a fraction of the cost.
To help you eat healthier, Aldi stores offer nearly 70 varieties of fresh produce, including organic selections. Take a fresh look at Aldi by visiting aldi.us.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers, friends. Did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Jack Stockwell. This cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time now for us to visit with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on the Good Day program. Well, choked up, and I haven't heard Warren say a word yet. So bound to be some of these stories that Warren comes up with are really pretty amazing. They test your authenticity and other things like how your feelings, right? We all have feelings for our animals. We love them. Brad Pitt cleans up the poop for his dog, and it becomes national news. Big deal. Anyway, Warren Eckstein brought to you by Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews, which are clinically proven to be better than brushing your dog's teeth. And if your dog's teeth are like mine, you stick your hand in there to wash and clean the teeth, and you got to count your fingers. Baby, I love Charlotte, she loves me, but man, she doesn't want me sticking my fingers in there to clean up her teeth. That's why I use Nutridense Complete. The complete program reduces bad breath and tartar buildup in your dog. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat to the dog. Natural ingredients, which are formulated to be highly digestible in Nutrident. It's made here in our country, has added vitamins and minerals, no artificial flavors or preservatives. It's from the leader in safe, healthy chewing for dogs since 1955. So there are there's a chicken flavor for adult dogs, peanut butter flavor for those who don't want to have any grain with their dogs, bacon flavor, chews for puppies, that sort of thing. And coming soon, Warren, an adult filet mignon flavor for Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews. I get them at your pet store. All right, so in a moment, I don't know, what is it? There's a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's get at it. You were teasing with me, or I with you, about Brad Pitt making the news because he cleaned up poop. How would anybody have known that? It's kind of like Angelina Jolie gives $1 million to this, that, or the other thing. Nobody would have known it unless they put out a press release. So did his PR people say, hey, Brad cleaned up his dog poop this morning at his house?
You should be an investigative reporter.
I mean, what you, why would we know about that?
Listen, someone sends me an email and it says, Brad Pitt cleaned up dog poop in his bedroom just before he went to the Oscars.
Good for him.
I accept it.
Yeah. But you what makes him different?
You have to challenge.
No. You know what bothers me about stuff like this? These people are no different than you and me. They make more money and they may be more well-known, but they put their pants on one leg at a time, and they mostly shower every day and take a dump. So how are they different than you and me? So what's why is it news that Brad Pitt cleans up poop from his dog?
I think the bottom line is this. I think the reason is that it makes us, the average guy, the average Joe like you and me, Joe the plumber, you and me, it makes us realize that they are real. In other words, sometimes we put these people on a pedestal. You know, I've trained a lot of dogs for presidents and other people, and they clean up dog poop just like you and me.
Right, exactly.
I think it kind of just lets us know that they're okay.
You know, what I thought was fun, more than anything else, was when Ellen was looking for a tip from Brad, and he gave her a 20, and she looked at him and said, that's it?
Hey, do you know how much trouble she got into?
Why?
You know, a lot of my listeners, obviously, are vegetarians and vegans.
Right.
And Ellen is a vegan.
Right.
So when she ordered the pizzas, I think they had pepperoni on them.
Right,
The Facebook went absolutely crazy. And I'm saying, leave her alone.
Get alive, you know, will you please? What,
my beliefs are my beliefs. I don't have to transfer that to the rest of the world.
Okay.
And a lot of anger towards her. A lot of anger saying they're going to boycott her. They're not going to watch her anymore.
All right. I would like your advice. And so would everybody else who travels through airport security.
Yeah.
I, yesterday, lost a $140 bottle of special medical oil that I have been given for Charlotte for her intestines and her innards. And I bought two bottles, one to keep in California, one to take back to the farm. So I had it in my bag when I went through the checkpoint, and they took it out, and they said, you can't carry this with you because it's too big. And I said, what do you mean it's too big? It's 5 ounces. No, it's got to be 3, but you wouldn't be able to carry it anyway because not for you. It's a medication for your dog. I said, what difference does it make whether it's a medication for my dog or for me? So under the circumstances, I know that the pet medication business has gotten big, and I wonder why the TSA wouldn't consider maybe this is something that you need to take up with the TSA.
No, it's an interesting point. So in other words, because the prescription was not for you, it was for the dog, they wouldn't accept it.
Exactly.
What if you would put, let's say...
If Charlotte were with me, they might have been different. If I were taking her with me on the plane, which I'm going to do in a couple of weeks, but if she wasn't with me, so the guy says, nope.
That's interesting. I'm going to look into that. Because it makes a lot of sense. A lot of people do carry medications for their dog or for maybe their child with them. What if you had medication for your child and your child wasn't with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
All right. So now, what about the pet medication department? This is big business now for the pet retailers, is it not?
You want the secret to save money on pet medication?
Yes.
Go to Target. Go to Walgreens. Go to Walmart. As long as the medication is the same type of medication people can use, antibiotics, painkillers, whatever, you can get it over the counter at those stores with a prescription from your veterinarian. Save literally, I save $80 on one prescription for my own dog.
Really? All right, check that out at the regular sources for your own medication. Good advice from Warren.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.